think I've also too, one life on like this one doctor.
What are you doing here, there?
He is doing your lectures.
Oh. Always? Not in class? Jnananjanaslakya Chakchur unmilitam jena tasmai sivura Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasindhubhyai vacha Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo Namo mahabadannaya krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaurati Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Uttanadhyaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namah Yang Praprajanta Manupetam Apeta Kritam Dvaipayano Virakataraya Juhava Putreti Tanmayataya Tarvo Bhinedu Tang Sarva Bhotari Dayam tavai vasmi najivami tvaya vina iti vijnay radhe tvam na mam charanantike in Upanishad there is a mantra about Gurudev that Uttishthat Jagrata Prapvaran Nibodhata Kurashyadhara Nishitam Duratya Durgam Patastat Kabayo Vadanti. Narottam Prabhu cannot do.
He's here.
Can he?
Can you translate?
Okay. Yes, you can help your. The second. Why is he not coming here? Yeah? Just both. More. And she should also. So, what is the meaning? Have you heard?
Yes.
You remember? Khurashyadhara Nishitang Duratya Durgam Pathasta Kabayo Vadanti. What is the meaning?
Utishtata Jagrata Prapyavara Nibodhata means that now that you have got the human form of life, you should wake up, Utishtata, and you should take advantage, Prapyavara Nibodhata, you should take advantage of this opportunity.
Huh.
In the second part,
Durgam Patasta Kurashyadhara.
Yes, the path of spiritual life is very difficult, like sharp like razor's edge.
Yes.
Sharp
like?
Razor.
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 Like blade.
Durgam patha.
Very difficult path.
If you will miss to be careful,
one step,
then you will be cut. So, Durgam patha kabayo vadanti. Kavya means Mukta Purush, Tattvavid Purush, liberated from this world. They are told like this.
Di dalam Upanishad tercantum sebuah mantra tentang Guru Dewa, yang mana di sana dinyatakan bahwa kita haruslah bangkit, dan juga dinyatakan di sana kehidupan rohani sangatlah sukar, bagaikan bagaikan pisau yang sangat tajam. Apabila kita menyalahgunakan kesempatan ini, kita akan terpotong-potong oleh pisau yang tajam tersebut. Orang-orang Mukhtar Pursa itulah yang menyatakan seperti ini.
Are you understanding something? They are understanding something, what she is telling?
Balinese,
how
can Balinese?
Apakah Prabhu mengerti apa yang saya sampaikan?
Some. You, Haripriya Prabhu, explain it more. More.
Explain it.
In detail.
Some. Why? What is Tam? What is Durgam? What is Nishita Durag? Nishita. You can explain.
That other mic, walking mic.
And if he cannot do, then you should do. What name?
Anupama.
Very much. Hey. Energetic. Namin Khan, explain the words. Uteshtat jagrata parapya pran nibudhat khurasya dhara dharaya durgam. Some words, yes sir.
Uttishtata jagrata prakpavaran nibodhata. That means if Upanishads warned us that we have spent so many lifetimes. Now by fortune, by causeless mercy of God, we get this human self. So if you lose this, then there is no chance to do bhajan. So only by human self we can do bhajan. Even demigods, they could not do bhajan. So, Upanishad is warning us, Uttishtata, Jagrata, Prakpavaran Nibodhata. Then you get up, wake up, that you are suffering quite a lot for threefold miseries. You have to come out from all this, and you have to know who I am, and what is my primary duty. We have to surrender ourselves to lotus feet of qualified Gurudev and have to know who I am and what is my duty, how we can do bhajan. Kurasya dhara nishita durattaya. That spiritual life, the spot of spiritual life is very sharp, like edge of a razor. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, it explained that if you close your eyes and if you run, then there is no chance of fall down. So it is, looks like quite opposite, but not this quite opposite is quite true. So how we can reconcile this? If we surrender ourselves and if we guided by a bona fide Gurudev according to his desire, and which path sold by our disciplic succession, if we go through this way, we should not be fall down from this path, from this way. But if we do by ourselves, which is quite opposite of devotion, devotee, and to serve of God, then this be very sharp, then at any moment we can fall down from this path. So we have to be careful and have to work under guidance of Bona Fide Gurudev. or Vaishnavas, Durgam Pathastak Kavyo Vadanti, this way is very hard. But if we surrender ourselves, it is very easy. If we don't surrender completely, then it is very hard. Who tell this? Who is Tattavi, like Brahma, Shankar, Sukhdev, Narada Goswami, who is realized or liberated soul. So, according to their opinion, we have to work, then it is not danger, otherwise it is danger. So they are warning us that you, now you get this human beings, human form, then you can do bhajan only. So, other than only heavenly planet also, demigods they could not do bhajan. So, especially in Kali Yuga, who is took birth in this Kali Yuga, they are very fortunate because it is called Dhanya Kali. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descend as here in this planet, this Kali Yuga, so it is very, very easy to get Krishna Prem, Hare Krishna.
Govinda Bhagat is not here?
She's for Govinda Prabhu.
Yes. Uttishtata Jagrata Prakpo Varan Nibodhata.
Bindu Madhav Prabhu, don't know here language, this language?
No.
Sloka ini berarti, pergunakanlah kehidupan, pergunakanlah badan yang kita dapatkan ini sebaik mungkin. Badan yang kita dapatkan seperti sebagai manusia ini adalah sangat berarti bagi kita, karena kita dapat mempergunakannya, karena kita dapat melakukan bajan. Bahkan para dewata pun tidak dapat melakukan bajan seperti yang kita lakukan.
Kudasadharan sita durattaya durgam pathastat kavayu badanti.
Artinya, bagian ini adalah sangat tajam, bagaikan pisau yang sangat tajam, sangat dekat dengan kita dan akan memotong kita satu persatu. Ini dinyatakan di dalam Bhagavata. Apabila kita tidak menyerahkan diri sepenuhnya di bawah kaki Padma Guru yang berkuasa, kita akan mendapatkan masalah yang sangat besar. Dan sebaliknya, jika kita menyerahkan diri sepenuhnya, maka masalah itu akan menjauhi kita.
Come on. Give me.
Durgam Pathastat Kavayo Vadanti.
Artinya, kehidupan rohani ini sangatlah sukar. Tatamuit menjelaskan kepada kita dan memberikan peringatan kepada kita di zaman Kali Yuga ini sangatlah sukar mendapatkan kesempatan yang seperti kita dapatkan sekarang ini.
Oh, here it is here. In Upanishads, the liberated persons had told that we are in very dark night and sleeping. If you are so fortunate, then by the mercy of Krishna, any qualified Vaishnava as an Acharya or Guru, he will come to you and he will try to make you wake up. He will tell, don't sleep more. You are sleeping for thousand and thousand and thousand years. Little. Without the help of that, you can tell.
Di dalam Upanishad dinyatakan, orang-orang yang telah bebas dari ikatan material menyatakan bahwa kita berada dalam dunia yang sangat gelap dan kita tertidur dengan gelap. Apabila Krishna memberikan karunia-Nya, kita akan dapat bertemu dengan guru yang berfaedah dan beliau akan berusaha membangunkan kita dari tidur yang lelap. Beliau akan membangunkan kita, bangunlah, jangan tidur lagi. Kamu telah tertidur selama beribu-ribu tahun.
So by hearing words, he may wake up. Guru wants only ear, no another
senses
or organs of the body. Because only ears can take transcendental words. There is no other means. So in the ear he tells the devotees or anyone that don't sleep. You are sleeping since the world has been created. Lots and lots time you have taken birth. But still you are sleeping. So you must
wake up.
Dengan mendengarkan kata-kata dari seorang guru kohania dan dengan bisikan beliau, bangunlah. Seorang guru kohania hanya ingin telinga kita yang kerja, tidak ada organ yang lain. Hanya dengan telinga kita dapat mendengarkan kata-kata rohani. Tidak ada jalan lain lagi untuk membangunkan diri kita. Kita telah tertidur semenjak dunia ini terciptakan, sudah beribu-ribu tahunnya, dan sekarang kita harus bangkit kembali. Kita harus terbangun.
He is telling loudly, speaking. If that person is waking little, opening his eyes some, but still he is in Kumari. He is in
slumber,
half sleep
mode. No? He is not in a mode to
get up,
sit down carefully. So Gurudev orders him. Utishthata, you can sit very carefully and try to come with me. Where? To serve Krishna, the Supreme Personality. You should come. Otherwise, you will miss forever and ever. Not another chance will come. If you will go to another steps, giving up this human body.
Beliau memberitahukan kita dengan tegas, apabila kita tidak mendengarkan perintah beliau itu, kita tidak akan terbangunkan. Apabila seseorang melihat hanya dengan mata yang terbuka setengah, dia tidak akan bisa terbangun. Dia telah memberikan perintah pada kita, bangunlah, kamu akan bisa duduk. Gurudev berkata, duduklah dengan baik dan berusahalah untuk datang kepadaku. Layanilah Krishna dan kamu tidak akan ketinggalan lebih jauh lagi. Tidak akan ada kesempatan lagi bagi kamu untuk mendapatkan badan seperti ini.
Prapya varan nibodhat. Prapya varan nibodhat. You should go to any realized, liberated person who can help you. And from them, you should hear, you should know and realize that you are not any worldly matter. Especially you are not this physical body. In this world, what you are seeing, really, they are not
existing.
Eternal. But you are eternal. You are part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead who has created this world. You should also know that there is a relation between all the living entity and Krishna. But it has been covered now, and that is why you are sleeping in darkness. I want that I should take from this darkness in light. What is light? Glok Vrindavan. I want to help you to come there and to serve and be happy for your whole life. For eternally you should be happy.
Kita haruslah pergi dan berlindung ke bawah kaki Pamba Guru yang terbebas dari ikatan material. Khususnya pada ikatan badan ini. Ini adalah hukuman yang abadi antara kita dan Krishna, karena kita merupakan bagian dari Krishna. Ini adalah merupakan hubungan antara jiwa dan Krishna. Sekarang kita berada dalam kegelapan, dan Gurudev ingin membawa kita ke dalam kegelapan, yang mana itu adalah Goloka Vrindavan.
Here, the word Varan has been told. For whom? Who are liberated. Those who have been realized soul, like Narada, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, the Parakas of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Gurudev, he is telling that at once you should stood up. Stand up. Because if you are not carefully following the way of this mark, this way of this bhakti, it's also so much carved, crooked, full of blades, like blades. Razors and full of so much misery, suffering and so many things. So you should be careful and come along me, with me.
Dunia ini telah memperingatkan kita pada semua ini. Orang yang telah bebas dari ikatan dunia ini seperti Narada Muni, Vyas, Sukadev dan para pengikut dari Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telah menyampaikan kepada kita. Mereka telah memberitahukan kepada kita apabila kita telah berdiri dan kita harus mengikuti bagian dari pisau yang tajam itu dengan hati-hati. Karena apabila kita ceroboh, kita akan terluka. Dan Gurudev menyampaikan di sini kita harus mengikuti beliau dengan sangat hati-hati.
It may be that person may tell, I'm not wealthy, I'm not so much strong, I'm no such intelligence, no worldly qualifications. Then Gurudev tells, don't be very fond of all these things. Never you should be like that. Krishna is so strong,
full of
all power. Opulence. He is sarva-shaktiman,
omnipotent,
and especially he is
sarva-omniscient.
Mercy.
Narrator. merciful have
causelessly merciful.
Causeless merciful. He is eager to sprinkle his mercies to you. But only you should determine that I will go in this path. Only you will have to determine, nothing else. So a strong determination should be there. And otherwise they will do everything. In Srimad Bhagavata it has been told that if you want to across this endless ocean of world, boat is here, in this
side.
And Guru Vrindavan is, Vaikunth is on other side. But if you will by mind take the ashram, take the shelter of that boat, boat will be there. You will be there, and you will see at once that you are across.
On
the other side of this world.
Orang-orang mungkin mengatakan bahwa Srila Gurudev tidak mempunyai kualiti atau kualifikasi untuk menyatakan semua ini, untuk membimbing kita. Tapi kita harus kuat, janganlah sekali-sekali meninggalkan semua itu. Krishna sangat berkarunia kepada kita, sangat bermurah hati. Beliau sangat ingin menuntun kita untuk menyeberangi dunia ini. Di dalam Srimad Bhagavatam dinyatakan bahwa orang-orang di dunia ini berada di salah satu bagian dari kristal yang tajam itu, dan Goloka Vrindavan berada di bagian yang lain. Dan orang-orang yang di sini akan berusaha untuk menyeberangi kristal yang tajam itu dengan hati-hati sekali untuk mencapai Goloka Vrindavan.
Vai durgam pathastak kavayo vadanti. This way is so crooked and it is very hard to walk on this way, but it is also easy if you are of a strong determination. So you should carefully be of a strong determination. If you are not like that, remember Bharat Maharaj, who was a baby king. He was so much learned and he knew that I should do bhajan, and he left his home, everything, children, wives, wealth and everything, and went to forest to do aradhana of Krishna, to worship,
to perform austerities.
He went. But you know that one day he was doing so, chanting, remembering, doing devotional activities. He saw a female deer grazing very soft and green grasses. At the same time he saw that a ferocious tiger came and wanted to attack that female deer. When he was roaring and about to jump on the deer, at once in fear that female deer also jumped up. There was a river there, a small river full of water. She jumped over that river, and when she was jumping, she was pregnant. A deer came from his womb. She went on the other side. She was dying, but she was seeing towards Bharat, who was chanting and remembering on the other side. with very pathetic eyes. Can you not come? Can you not come and save my child? Seeing this, Bharat Maharaj at once gave up his bhajan, sadhan, and came running, and from the stream of river, she took that child, his dear, in his lap, and he came back to his bhajan kuti. Not so much.
Kesulitan sulit ini sangat sangat sulit dapat dilalui, dan apabila kita berhati-hati itu mungkin kita lalui dengan jalan mengikuti dengan hati-hati. Di sini Gundar memberikan contoh di mana pada suatu ketika Maharaja Balak sedang pergi ke hutan untuk memuja dan melakukan pertapaan. Pada suatu hari beliau sedang melakukan bhajan, beliau melihat seekor rusa betina yang sedang makan rumput, dan tiba-tiba datanglah seekor singa yang siap untuk menerkamnya. Ketika singa itu mengaum, seketika rusa betina itu terjun ke air, dan pada saat itu rusa betina itu sedang hamil dan yang melahirkan seekor anak rusa laki-laki. Pada saat yang krisis itu, Maharaj Bharat berusaha untuk menolong anak rusa betina itu, dan beliau mengambilnya dengan hati-hati.
Okay. Now he was absorbed in that dear child, dear
baby
dear. Now he forget to chant, to remember Krishna. When he used to do so, baby dear used to come in his lap, and he used to do something from his head like this. And he wanted that he used to take you in your lap, me, like little babies. Gradually, his attraction was going increasing. At last he was about to totally forget chanting, remember, always engaged in pleasing that baby deer. Thus he became gradually elder, became more and more aged, and he began to run here and there. And one day, at last, he went to dal kisko kahte, in the group of
deers
who were coming through this, passing through this. He also running towards them and mixed with them, and he ran away quickly anywhere with them. Now the king, the Bharat Maharaj, began to search, where it has gone? Where is my baby? Where is my baby? He was observed so much that he even forgot Krishna and everything. Here and there he was searching. In the meantime, death came, and he was remembering that
dear.
He was dead, remembering that deer, and in the next
birth
he became deer himself. So we should be very careful about this. When chanting remembrance, don't give your attachment to others, other than Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. what? In other
species of life.
And you will be very far away from Krishna Bhakti. Bharata Maharaj at that time was qualified to come in the stage of bhav, that is rati. And from that avastha, from that stage he has fallen down. So he has some purva janma ki baatein yaad thi.
So he would still remember something from his last birth.
He was qualified to remember his past
birth.
And he remembered all these things that I was attached in this baby deer, and I became now deer. I forget in Krishna bhajan. So now I should be very careful. After this, he came again in Brahmin family, a Brahmin boy. And there, he had no charm with anyone, no attraction of not anyone. He showed himself, he posed himself like a mad person. Even he was not uttering Omkar or any mantra, nothing, like naked, going here there, but always remembering Krishna and Krishna, like mad person.
Sekarang dia sangat Maharaj Bharat sangat khusyuk melayani rusa, bayi-bayi dari rusa itu. Beliau sudah lupa bahwa beliau dalam pertapaan, dan beliau tidak lagi mengingat apa yang harus beliau lakukan. Pada saat beliau sedang melayani bayi rusa tersebut, bayi rusa itu datang ke pangkuan beliau, dan beliau selalu mengelus-elus kepala dari bayi rusa tersebut. Dengan seketika perhatian beliau hilang kepada bajan, dan beliau sangat kusut dalam melayani bayi rusa tersebut. Beliau sangat senang dan lupa segala-galanya. Pada saat bayi dari rusa itu tumbuh dewasa, dia bergabung dengan bayi rusa, dengan rusa-rusa yang lain, dan pergi dari Maharaj Bharat. Maharaj Bharat mencari-cari bayi rusa tersebut ke sana kemari, dan beliau lupa kepada Krishna. Dan pada saat itu beliau meninggal dunia. Karena pada saat beliau meninggal dunia, beliau hanya teringat pada bayi rusa tersebut, beliau terlahir kembali menjadi seekor rusa. Di sini dinyatakan hendaknya kita berhati-hati di dalam melakukan bhajan. Apabila kita tidak memberikan perhatian sepenuhnya, apabila kita tidak memberikan perhatian sepenuhnya pada guru dan Krishna, kita akan terjerumus. Dan kita akan terjauhkan dari bhakti. Beliau mempunyai kesempatan untuk memasuki bal, tetapi beliau tidak mempergunakan kesempatan itu sebaik-baiknya. Dan pada kehidupan itu beliau menyadari dan beliau menjadi sangat berhati-hati. Suatu ketika beliau terlahir kembali di keluarga seorang brahmana, menjadi seorang anak laki-laki dari seorang brahmana. Dia sangat bodoh, tidak mempunyai apa-apa, dan tidak mempergunakan satupun di badan, mempergunakan apapun di badan beliau. Tidak pernah melakukan bhajan dan hanya mengingat Krishna di dalam pikirannya.
We also know Narad Goswami is liberated person. Maya cannot touch him. No? But he has played a role of
a
conditioned soul. No? And he has given some instructions for us. Once he was doing austerities for Krishna. He was doing in meditation. And some beautiful aspara ke ki bol rahe.
Like angels.
Heavenly lady
angels. Some aspara, beautiful aspara came. Angels came. They wanted to make fall of Narada Rishi. But Narada was so much absorbed in Krishna Bhakti that angel could not do anything. Narada, seeing his position, he smiled. Only smile. That I am not Ajay Shankar, that I will give course to you. But you can go from here. And he could not give any course or anything. But he became proud that I can conquer this lust even. But this false ego made him so much fall down. How? At once, Vishnu knew this. No. And he wanted to operate him. That is why Narada, with this false ego, that I can control my lust and everything. He went to his father, told father, I have won lust, I have conquered. Oh, you have done okay, but don't tell to anyone, not to even your Guru Shankar or to your Aradhya Dev Vishnu. This is not good. But he could not suppress his false ego. He went to his Gurudev, Shankar, and told, smiling, by your Guru, your mercy, causeless mercy, I have conquered this Cupid and all these bad things. Shankar told, oh, you have done marvelous, but don't tell this to Vishnu. Return to your bhajan kuti, hermitage. But he was so eager in his false ego that he could not check himself and he went at once to Vaikuntha to Narayan. This is like a story you can do. You will have no chance.
No.
Have you chance?
Good, no,
it was. It is good.
My father also can translate it. We can sit together because my Indonesian not so good anymore.
Oh, a little you should do, and afterward your father and you should meeting. You can do, but little yet.
It's better good than just.
No, no. You should try. I want to make you perfect. I am seeing that all are so happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Loudly, loudly.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
wonderful voice. Why is this? So very good. But it's a pop. Wife of Bindu Madhav Prabhu? Oh, she can do easily. She should come and explain. I know that she is so qualified.
Wife of Sundarananda.
So she should come. Don't try. I'm happy to meet you. No, go. No harm. No harm. I will give some power to you. Wife of Bindu Madhav Prabhu, she should be always ready for this translation. Next day I will call her. Very carefully you should hear where you are going. Go and just return back. Very soon, in a minute, being refreshed. I'm happy that so many devotees are here. No? So many.
Pada suatu hari dia sedang bermeditasi, kemudian para apsara datang mendekati dia. Kemudian Narada menjadi terikat dan jatuh. Maksudnya apsara itu datang untuk membuat Narada menjadi jatuh. Tetapi Narada begitu kusuk sekali dalam meditasinya kepada Krishna sehingga beliau tidak menghiraukan semua apsara yang datang menggoda beliau. Kemudian beliau tidak mengutuk semua apsara itu dan hanya memerintahkan semua harus pergi dari situ. Karena dia merasa bahwa dia sudah sudah merasa kuat dan bisa mengatasi nafsunya, maka dia menjadi sombong sekali. Kemudian karena keakuan palsunya yang begitu kuat sehingga dia jatuh kembali ke sini. Beliau mengatakan bagaimana dia jatuh ke dalam langit ini. Wisnu mengetahui bagaimana dia.
Sam.
What is this?
Snake.
Gecko.
Not snake. Snake.
A lizard.
Huh? Then.
Bagaimana dia? Wisnu ingin mengoperasi hatinya yang dan mengeluarkan keapan palsu dari dirinya. Kemudian Narada pergi ke planet Brahma dan mengatakan kepada ayahnya dengan sombong sekali. Dia mengatakan bahwa saya sudah mengatasi semua nafsu saya. Kemudian Brahma mengatakan kepada Narada, oh bagus sekali, tapi jangan kamu mengatakan kepada siapapun juga, jangan juga kepada guru kamu, dan jangan juga kepada Wisnu. Tetapi karena dia sudah menanamkan keakuan palsunya lagi karena terlalu sombong, dia akhirnya dia pergi juga kepada gurunya dan mengatakan bahwa dia sudah mengatasi ataupun sudah tidak mempunyai nafsu lagi. Tetapi gurunya juga mengatakan demikian, okay, kamu bisa sekarang mengatasi, tetapi kamu jangan mengatakan ini kepada kepada siapapun juga, jangan juga kepada Wisnu. Kemudian dia begitu sombongnya, akhirnya dia juga pergi ke Wisnu dan mengatakannya kepada Sri Wisnu.
She should note herself in brief and tell. Then he went to Vishnu and he was glorifying Vishnu that you know all. And by your mercy I have conquered lust. But Vishnu knew his false ego and his disease, what was in his heart. This is like a poison. It may spread all over body and he will die. So he wanted to operate his heart. Yes, sir.
Kemudian dia menghadap kepada Sri Wisnu dan memberikan doa-doa untuk memuji Sri Wisnu. Kemudian dia mengatakan kepada Sri Wisnu, oh Sri Wisnu, karena karunia daripada Anda, maka saya bisa mengatasi nafsu saya. Dia bilang begitu. Kemudian Sri Wisnu mengerti di dalam hatinya bahwa dia mempunyai kakuan palsu yang kuat sekali. Karena itu Sri Wisnu ingin menghilangkan kakuan palsunya ini dengan mengoperasi hatinya.
Vishnu, from outward, he was seen so happy to, so prasanna,
satisfied
by Narada, but actually he was wanted to operate this very dangerous disease. So, in a moment, he made a beautiful world, beautiful place, and there became a very beautiful, strong king. And he has a very beautiful daughter. He was matured to be married, and undoubtedly she was at that time so much beautiful in the whole world. Now descended from Vaikuntha and went in same capital.
Kemudian Sri Wisnu turun dari salah satu daerah, beliau menjadi seorang raja yang luar biasa besar sekali dan mempunyai seorang anak yang luar biasa cantik sekali dan cantik tidak ada yang menyamai. Kemudian Narada datang ke kerajaan itu.
By chance, by the wish of Vishnu, king called Narada Rishi in his palace,
royal palace,
and he showed his beautiful daughter and told that I want to give marriage to this girl, to anyone who is qualified. But I want to make a Swayambar. Swayambar, you know? Yeah, Swayambar. And my daughter is free to give garland to anyone whom he selects as his husband.
Kemudian dengan Sri Wisnu mengatur supaya Sri Wisnu mengatur supaya Narada datang ke kerajaan itu, dan di mana raja itu sedang mengadakan sayembara untuk mencarikan suami kepada untuk anaknya, dan beliau mengatakan bahwa siapa saja yang akan dikalungkan bunga oleh anaknya itu akan menjadi suami anaknya.
Narad Rishi looked about the beauty of girl, and he became uncontrolled at once. He gave his heart to that girl and wanted to marry. But he knew that I am old person, I am not beautiful, my mouth has been shrinkled, my hairs have been white. She will not select me as her husband. So he became so worried and at once called
Vishnu.
Oh Vishnu, make me so beautiful. I have never wanted anything, any benediction from you. Never, never. But today I am only begging your mercy that you should give me your beauty to me. As you are beautiful, same beauty should be given to me.
Kemudian setelah Narada tiba di kerajaan itu dan begitu melihat anak daripada raja itu atau princess atau anak daripada raja itu yang begitu luar biasa cantiknya, dia menjadi jatuh hati dan semua hatinya sudah dicuri oleh anak raja tersebut. Karena itu, tetapi dia berpikir bahwa saya sudah tua, jenggot saya sudah panjang, kemudian mulut saya sudah gemetar, rambut saya sudah ada ubang dan lain sebagainya. Bagaimana dia bisa memilih saya sebagai suaminya? Karena itu dia Narada berdoa kepada Wisnu untuk diberikan karunia supaya dia menjadi tampan.
He went at once to Vishnu again and personally asked to give your beauty to me. Vishnu told, smiling, I will do your mangalam. Mangalam, you know?
Will be good for you, I said.
Your auspiciousness.
I will do your welfare.
What will be auspicious for you?
So, I think that I must help you. Not thought that Vishnu has given his shape and at once returned to that Swayambar. And he began to show and to come near to be Raj Kumari.
Princess.
That he will see me and also she will be at once charmed and give that garland to me. And thus I will be husband of that.
Kemudian Narada pergi ke tempatnya Sri Wisnu. Di sana beliau mengatakan, mohon berikan saya karunia supaya saya bisa kelihatan tampan untuk saya bisa kawin dengan Tuan Putri tersebut. Kemudian Sri Wisnu mengatakan, oh jangan khawatir, saya akan memberikan apa saja yang kamu kehendaki untuk kebaikan kamu. Tenang saja, nanti saya akan berikan kamu karunia supaya putri tersebut akan jatuh cinta kepada kamu. Kemudian Sri Wisnu merencanakan menempatkan tempat duduk sedemikian rupa untuk Narada Muni, supaya nanti pada saat putri tersebut membawa kalungan bunga, dia akan melihat Narada Muni dan akan mengalunkan bunga kepada Narada Muni.
Now Narada Muni has again said false ego, that I am so beautiful. And he began to show and come nearer to that princess. And he used to do like this, that you should give easily garland to me. But she never looked towards Narada, like hating something. And he used to go in other side, taking his garland, her garland, in her hand. She was walking here and there, but there was none
she could choose.
She was worried that there is none in this whole council that I should give this garland. But Narada again used to go in front of her, in that side, here and there, that perhaps he is not looking. If she will look towards me, he will at once be charmed and give this mala.
Kemudian, karena mendengar kata-kata Sri Wisnu demikian, dan karena dia mendapatkan memelihara kakan palsu dalam dirinya, kan dia berpikir bahwa dia sudah menjadi tampan sekali. Karena itu dia datang maju selangkah lagi kepada Tuan Putri itu, supaya Tuan Putri itu menoleh kepada dia. Tetapi Tuan Putri itu tidak menoleh sedikit pun kepada dia, karena dia kelihatan sangat jelek sekali. Kemudian Tuan Putri itu berkeliling mencari-cari semua yang hadir di sana untuk dipilih menjadi suaminya. Tetapi sayang sekali satu pun tidak bisa dipilih sebagai suaminya. Tetap Narada penasaran sekali dia. Dia terus maju ke depan lagi supaya dilihat oleh Tuan Putri, tetapi tidak juga dilihat. Kemudian dia lari lagi ke kanan dan ke kiri, begitu seterusnya, sampai Tuan Putri itu melihat dia, tetapi tetap juga Tuan Putri itu tidak melihat dia, sampai dia kecewa sekali.
Narada is moving here and there, controlled by lust. But he was thinking, I'm out of lust. This is a tendency of all in this world. But actually, he was conquered by lust. His mind was and heart was not in his control. But yet he was thinking, how I can have marriage with this beautiful girl? So he was going here and there, and two devotees of Shankar, two followers of Shankar,
associates
of Shankar, were always with him,
following
and laughing, criticizing.
How
beautiful you are! How marvelous beautiful! And always clapping. Oh, I have never seen a beautiful person like you. This time this girl will see you, and at once she will be attracted and give this garland to you. Only you will have to go some forward. And he was not even realizing that they are criticizing me and joking. That he was thinking that, he is telling, he is my well-wisher. But actually they are very well-wisher. Go on.
Kemudian, karena di dunia ini beliau mengatakan bahwa karena dia dikendalikan oleh nafsunya, tetapi dia merasa tidak mempunyai nafsu. Karena itu dia berpikir bahwa dia sudah mengendalikan nafsunya. Karena itu dia berpikir bahwa dia merasa tampan sekali, dan dia berusaha untuk menarik Putri itu, perhatian Tuan Putri itu kepada dia. Kemudian ada dua orang penyembah daripada Sangkarsana yang selalu ada dua penyembah dari Sangkara atau Dewa Siwa. Dia selalu mengikuti, mereka itu selalu mengikuti Narada Muni, dan mereka mengatakan kepada Narada Muni, aduh Luar biasa Tuhan. Kenapa Tuhan kok cakep sekali begini dan tampan sekali? Semua orang akan mengagumi Tuhan. Karena itu, mohon sekarang kalau misalnya ingin kawin dengan putri ini, maju aja ke depan supaya dilihat oleh putri tersebut.
Nara was so absorbed in this that he quietly, fully forgotten Krishna. He was not remembering at that time, he was quite very far away from opposite. He was sinking in lust. But he was not remembering Krishna. And this is the stage of any conversion soul in this world.
Kemudian, karena pujian yang begitu besar atau yang begitu tinggi sekali dari kedua penyembah Sangkara atau penyembah Siwa ini, Narada menjadi besar kepala. Dia merasa bahwa dia, wah memang saya tampan sekali, saya cakap sekali, saya harus mendapatkan putri itu. Karena itu sebenarnya adalah semua kondisi dari jiwa yang jatuh ke dunia materi ini. Dia mereka menganggap bahwa diri mereka itu sudah bebas dari materi ini.
So, we are in this stage, full of all these things, already criticizing Vaishnavas, doing so much offenses in their lotus feet. Full of all these things, anger, lust, and all other things. But yet we think that we are bona fide Vaishnava. This is the Maya. We should be very careful. Very strong thing, being careful. We should not be like this. At last, the two associates of Shankarji told him, oh, how beautiful you are. In the meantime, they were clapping, they were admiring Narada, and in the meantime, sitting on Garur, very beautiful, Vishnu himself came four-handed there. That bright princess was very much now
satisfied.
Happy, satisfied. Oh, he is my
husband.
Like my, to be my husband. He is qualified in all ways. There is none beautiful like him. And he is ever existing. So he happily gave this garland to Vishnu. And Vishnu at once took her in his lap and sat on Garuda, and Garuda fled to the hint. And Narada went, oh, what to do? What to do? He is not my beneficiar, he is not my Yarad, he is my actually Shatru, he is my enemy. In front of me, and he took my beloved,
yes,
and he has
cheated
me and apmanit kiya. Insulted me in so big counsel. I will give him a very good lesson. Let him go, I am going there.
Beginilah keadaan condition apa itu atma yang roh-roh yang sudah jatuh di dalam dunia ini. Dia mereka sepenuhnya ditutupi oleh maya, dikontrol oleh maya. Karena itu mereka mempunyai semua apa itu semua kualifikasi yang jelek, misalnya keakuan yang palsu dan lain sebagainya. Karena itu dengan keakuan palsu yang demikian itu, walaupun dia mengatakan dirinya seorang Vaisnava, tetapi dia melakukan kesalahan kepada Vaisnava yang lain dan menganggap itu tidak sebagai kesalahan. Nah, kita sebenarnya harus hati-hati sekali dalam hal ini. Ini seperti contohnya. Setelah itu, Sri Vishnu datang ke tempat tersebut, ke tempat sayembara tersebut. Beliau datang dengan segala kebesarannya dan menunggangi Garuda. Begitu melihat Sri Wisnu, kemudian putri tersebut langsung memilih, wah inilah pilihan saya. Beliau memiliki segala-galanya. Ini adalah akan menjadi suami saya. Kemudian begitu putri itu mengalunkan bunga kepada Sri Wisnu, Sri Wisnu langsung pergi dengan Garudanya ke tempat beliau. Kemudian Narada Muni luar biasa marah sekali. Wah, ini bagaimana dia? Mengapa dia menjadi musuh saya? Mengapa dia mengambil cinta saya begitu saja di depan mata saya? Dia itu bukan teman saya, dia itu adalah musuh saya. Saya akan memberikan pelajaran kepada dia. Kemudian Narada Muni pergi ke planet Wisnu mengejar Sri Wisnu.
Then he was so angry. She came with two Shankar associates and he wanted to see how beautiful he was. There was a river, water there, and he saw his shadow and he saw that his mouth is like a monkey's, like very black monkey, you know, having so much big tails and black mouth, like their mouth has been burnt with fire. And seeing this, she became. He told to, oh, you are. Tum humko
cheated me, insulted me.
Joking always. So, two associates of Shankar. That's a disorderly monkey. And then he at once fly to Vishnu. And he saw then Vishnu mercifully took his Maya, Jog Maya. And then he saw that, oh, he is with the same lady here. Oh, I will give you a course. You have cheated me. I wanted only this thing, that you should give me face. But you give the face of monkey and cheated me. And you have taken this girl as your wife. And now you are so happy with her. I cannot tolerate. I will give you curse. That you both should go to world. And there, after marriage there, you will be like Ram. And she will be like Sita. And after some time, Sita will be taken by, stolen by Raman. And then you will feel separation like me. Like I am going here and there and worry, very far, worry and always weeping for this
beautiful
princess. You will have to be like that everywhere, more than me, first, so many times. 1 year you will have to do. I have done only 1 hour, but for you, you will have to do whole year like this. At once, Vishnu took his Yog Maya. Then he saw, this lady was also Lakshmi, the same Lakshmi. And now I am realizing I have done blunder. My this Aradhya Dev, Vishnu is so merciful. And that is why he has operated and taken this disease. Now I am realizing that I was in false ego. He fell flat on the lotus feet of Vishnu. Forgive me, forgive me. You have done so much good thing for me. I was in false ego. Now I will always be very careful for this. False ego should not come in me. I forget you and I became so attached to this lady, thinking that she is a general beautiful princess. But now I knew the special truth. Forgive me, forgive me.
Kemudian Narada begitu marah sekali dan dia meninggalkan tempat itu dengan kedua penyembah-penyembah Sri Siwa. Pada satu di perjalanan mereka sampai ke suatu sungai. Kemudian penyembah-penyembah Siwa itu mengatakan kepada Narada, ya yuk kita ke sana dulu sebentar. Begitu melihat bayangan dia di depan air tersebut, dia merasa, dia terkejut sekali melihat bahwa di air itu ada bayangan seekor monyet. Monyet hitam dengan ekor yang panjang sekali, dengan mulut yang besar yang seperti terbakar. Dan dia terkejut sekali melihat, kenapa saya sampai begini. Baru dia merasa bahwa Sri Wisnu sudah mempermainkan saya. Dia marah luar biasa. Kemudian dia langsung pergi ke planet Sri Wisnu sendiri, dan di sana dilihat Sri Wisnu dengan putri tersebut sedang kawin. Kemudian dia mengatakan kepada Sri Wisnu, oh Sri Wisnu, saya begitu menyembah Anda sedemikian rupa. Kemudian saya sudah berusaha untuk mendapatkan karunia dari Anda, tetapi kenapa Anda mempermainkan saya demikian? Karena itu Anda begitu jahat sekali mempermainkan saya. Saya akan mengutukkan Anda. Nanti suatu hari Anda akan menjadi Rama, dan ini putri ini akan menjadi Sita. Dan bagaimana nanti Anda akan mengalami kesedihan seperti saya. Anda memberikan kesedihan yang luar biasa kepada saya hanya satu jam saja, tetapi Anda akan mengalami kesedihan yang luar biasa sampai bertahun-tahun karena berpisah dengan Sita. Dan Sita akan dilarikan oleh seseorang. Begitu kutukan daripada Narada kepada Wisnu. Kemudian dia, Sri Wisnu akhirnya mengambil Yoga Maya di dalam hati, maksudnya membebaskan Yoga Maya di dalam hati Narada. Begitu Yoga Maya dibebaskan, Narada baru mengerti bahwa putri itu adalah Sri Lakshmi sendiri. Kemudian Sri Wisnu sudah memberikan karunia yang besar sekali kepada dia. Kemudian dia menyesal sekali sudah mengutuk Sri Wisnu, dan dia berdoa kepada Sri Wisnu, oh Sri Wisnu, Anda begitu berkarunia sekali, sudah mengambil kelakuan palsu saya dari hati saya yang gini ini. Mohon sekarang maafkan saya dari kekeliruan saya yang ini. Saya sudah banyak membuat kesalahan kepada Anda. Mohon, dengan terus dia memohon minta maaf kepada Sri Wisnu.
Vishnu are now so happy that I accept my this devotee. He told that I have taken your course on my head. Very soon I will go to this world. I will be Ram and Lakshmi will be Sita, and I will play a so karuna. Pathetic play that whole world be charmed. And if anyone hear this, my pastimes of Ram and Sita, all will be liberated and they will have bhakti, and thus they will go to Vaikuntha very easily. I will play such a role. So don't worry. But we'll have to take a very good lesson for this. Be very careful that utishthat jagra prapya varani bodat khurashyadhara turgam patastat kabayo badanti. That Upanishad has told that this world is full of so much miseries, so much suffering, so much lust, false ego. If you are not careful, you can be derailed at any time, forever or whole life, future will be gone forever. So we should be careful.
Narada sangat menyesal sekali atas kelakuan dia untuk mengutuk Sri Wisnu. Kemudian, tetapi Sri Wisnu mengatakan kepada Narada, "Oh, jangan khawatir Narada. Akibat kutukan kamu ini, saya akan menerimanya. Saya akan segera datang ke bumi ini sebagai Rama dan Lakshmi sebagai Sita. Dan saya akan melakukan kegiatan yang luar biasa, di mana siapapun yang mendengar kegiatan saya, dia akan dibebaskan dari dunia ini. Karena itu, jangan khawatir dan jangan bersedih hati atas hal ini." Inilah, di sini Guru Maharaj mengatakan dan mengutip sloka dari Upanishad bahwa hendaknya kita harus berhati-hati sekali di dalam dunia ini, karena dunia ini penuh penderitaan, penuh dengan kesengsaraan, penuh dengan kakuan palsu dan lain sebagainya. Jadi kita harus berhati-hati bertindak. Sedikit saja kita salah dalam bertindak, kita akan mengalami penderitaan yang panjang sekali, baik sekarang maupun yang akan datang.
Now Narada was also satisfied. He realized the mercy of Vishnu, his Aradhya Deva, and he descended to this world, came down, and began to chant the holy name of Ram, Krishna, Krishna. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bol, Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bol. Narottam Prabhu is here?
Yes.
Where? He should come forward and take harmonium. At once, quickly.
Those two associates of...
Also they became monkey and helped.
Hanuman and Jamvat or Sugriva?
Nara became Hanuman.
Nara was not there. Then anything. Anyone, monkeys. And they helped Ram.
Kemudian Sri Krishna, Sri Wisnu turun menjadi Rama dan melakukan kegiatan yang luar biasa sekali. Dan semua dan beliau mempunyai tentara-tentara monyet yang akan menyelamatkan Ibu Sita dari Alamka.
Also try to chant, do kirtan. Tala tumi bole eita tar pare u bolbe
jay jay radha raman hari bol, jay jay radha raman hari bol. Ram 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 Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai.